With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Michigan's authorities say 11 people have been stabbed at a Walmart in Traverse City. Authorities say a suspect is in custody, and investigators believe that those hurt Saturday were not specifically targeted. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says it's likely the Senate Majority Leader will be forced to delay breaking for the August recess as Democrats refuse to confirm key Trump nominees.
What I think they ought to do is, what if I had to guess, Thune will do, which is he'll keep them in, moving nominations for a few days, and eventually the Democrats will come to some kind of an agreement, and they'll get a number of the non-controversial nominees, and then they can go home.
The former senator says Senate Majority Leader John Thune will have to play his cards carefully if he hopes to confirm Trump nominees and also allow members to break for the August recess.
Now, the constraint on Thune here is if Republicans start to leave, because, of course, he's got to have the votes on the floor. So he's got to make certain that he can hold 51 votes in Washington. But I feel pretty sure he can do that.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Heat advisories and warnings issued for Southeast and Midwest as temperatures and humidity soar.
Even by the standards of Florida and the Carolinas, the steamy heat wave is a little extreme. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
100 plus degrees temperatures, but again, it's with that humidity, those heat index values are going to be 110 or higher.
He says Sunday into Monday will be brutal.
Basically, 126 million people either affected by an extreme heat warning or a heat advisory.
Hurley says relief in the form of the cold front is in sight. I'm Julie Walker.
Diplomats from China and the U.S. holding trade talks next week in Stockholm. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington explores the question, can a tree have a spirit?
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia. However, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West, they don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Attorney General has sued an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division in San Antonio, with one placing first in several events. The suit alleges the U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because of the other swimmers facing an unfair disadvantage in the Spring Nationals. Attorney General Kim Paxton has issued a statement saying that U.S. Masters swimming has deprived female participants of the opportunity to succeed at the highest levels. This is SRN News. Young medics in England have walked off the job in a wage and pay dispute. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles Deledesma as he reports from London.
Thousands of doctors in England's state-funded health system walked off the job on Friday in a five-day strike over pay that the government says will disrupt care for patients across the country. Resident doctors, those early in their careers who form the backbone of hospital and clinic care, took to the picket lines outside hospitals after talks with the government broke down. The doctors are seeking a pay rise to make up for what their union, the British Medical Association, says is a 20% real terms pay cut. Since 2008, the National Health Service says emergency departments will be open and hospitals and clinics would try to carry out as many scheduled appointments as possible. Charles Deledesma, London.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.